MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Carlsbad police vehicle was burglarized Friday night by breaking a window. Several pieces of law enforcement equipment were stolen, including an AR-15 rifle, a taser, and body armor. 24-year-old Cody Wayne Boyd of Carlsbad was arrested for felon in possession of a firearm and felony possession of stolen property. Boyd is also facing additional charges of 2 counts of felony aggravated burglary, felony conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary, felony criminal damage to property, felony larceny of a firearm, and felony conspiracy to commit larceny. Boyd was found at a residence on the 1500 block of Crab Street and was detained. During the search of the residence, the AR-15, taser, and body armor were all recovered. And an arbitrator has determined that former Hobbs police detective Ahmad White did nothing wrong and shouldn't have been fired from HPD. White was terminated in February of 2024 by HPD Chief August Fons for allegedly committing perjury, but White maintained his innocence. He had already filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court of New Mexico in December of 2023 against the city of Hobbs, claiming a racially biased atmosphere, culture, treatment, and retaliation. Arbitrator Michael Newell wrote in the conclusion of his decision that White did not commit perjury. White should not have been terminated for committing perjury or lying under oath. White's termination was not supported by the evidence and was thus improper. White's lawsuit is still pending. And Texas state health officials said Friday there were 36 new cases of measles, bringing the total to 597 cases across 25 counties, most of them in West Texas. Gaines County, Texas, has the most reported cases with 371. New Mexico announced 5 new cases this week, bringing the state's total to 63. 59 of those cases are in Lee County, with Eddy County reporting 2 cases, and Chavez and Doña Ana each having 1 case. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.